In this week's parsha, we have a mitzvah of after a person has been niskal through bezin or other dalim his bezin, mechalikus in the Gemara, there's a mitzvah to put him on an eitz, but you have to take him down immediately and bury him. Lo salin nivasoy al eitz, do not leave it overnight. Ki sigbar kvar sigbrena bayamahu. You have to bury him that day. There's a mitzvah loisa say to leave him overnight. There's a mitzvah say to bury him that day. Kikilas elokim tolui. So one mandar in the Gemara learns from this phrase kikilas elokim tolui that this halacha of the niskalim or nitlim is only referring to the person who's megadiv Hashem. Person who's megadiv curses Hashem or does a avodah zarah. Those are the kilas elokim. Those are the ones which are hung. But Rashi brings a different shot that kikilas elokim tolui means that a human being is made in the image of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and it's a bizarion for a Kadosh Baruch Hu to see this person being hanging on. It's like there was two brothers. One became the melech. One became a listim. So it was and the listim was eventually caught and hung. So it was a embarrassing thing for the king. To people should walk by and see what. His twin brother, who looked like him, being hung. They said the king is hanging. It wasn't the king; it was his twin brother. See, Bitzalam Elokim also saw Adam. So we are in the image of Kadosh Baruch Hu, and to see Chas V'Shalom, a human being hung, it looks like the Bitzalam Elokim is hanging. So Rashi touches, but the Onkelos has a different shot. He says, "Al ki dechov kolim." Hashem needs to leave because he sinned to Kadosh Baruch Hu, he was hung. So what does he mean? Don't leave him hanging because since he sinned, he was hung. That's exactly the point. He was sinned, he was hung. People see the fact that he was sinned and he was hung. Like it's a good thing. Why would there be reason not to leave him on the tree? You don't leave him on the tree because since he sinned, he was hung. Seems to be counterintuitive. So what is the message over here that we're supposed to take out of this? So Rebbe Meir Bloch Tzitzel says the following. The Reb Dessler says a similar idea by the case of the Soita. Reb Elimer says about the Soita. If we think about it for a second, I don't know, what is the greatest protection against Averis, against sin? The greatest protection against Averis is the idea in a person's mind that it's not done. You just don't do these things. Right? It doesn't enter the person's mind. Most people, Baruch Hashem, don't grapple with should we murder or not murder. It's upshot they have a yetzahara and they have a desire and they grapple with should they or shouldn't they. It's just not part of the thought process. A person lives in a society where that is, so he'll grapple with it. He might make gedorim, etc. But the best way is that it shouldn't be, period. So imagine the Reb Dessler says by the case of the Soita. A person never dreamt of such a concept, a person being nichshol in those in Yanu. And he sees a Soita. So Reb Dessler says, what do you do? Yazim is an ayin. You see a woman blow up in your face. Isn't that a good enough? No, it's not. It's much better the fact that it doesn't exist, period. But now that it does exist, what can you do? Seeing a human being hung because he sinned against the Kadosh Baruch Hu is a statement to the whole world. He did something wrong. It can be done. Yes, the punishment is you get hung. But there's a chil Hashem that so many human beings went against the Ratzon of Kadosh Baruch Hu. So every time we do something wrong, we have to recognize the fact that we are bringing home to ourselves, right? We're changing our worldview. Adam Rishon before the Chet, Adam Rishon after the Chet was a different worldview. It's a world where sin is, where errors are possible, where errors are acceptable. Every time we allow ourselves to do something wrong, and we create part of our thought process that this is who we are, it makes it that much harder. Part of the mile of tshuva is a person tries to get himself back to the point where we refresh and we say, you know what, that's not me, I'm a different person. That person did these things, I don't want to do those things, I don't want to be shackled to that, I'm not that type of person. I redefine who I am, what it's about, etc. So the process of these days is to try and, the mile of Rosh Hashanah is, it is a fresh start because it's a new year, it's a new bria, it's a new, the human being is created again. He get his allotment of time from last year has ended. It's a new allotment of time, and this new allotment of time, he's bets him not the same person as it was the previous year, and that person did something wrong, but that's not me. To remove it from our thought process of being such an option. Have a good Shabbos.